If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, 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 and we have something for everybody today. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth, unaccountably still the only show on successful aging in this great nation. Don't ask me. I didn't stop anybody else from loving the fact that they're getting older. Maybe I'm the only one, but I don't think so, because there are so many of you folks that are visiting me on our social media, Facebook, Twitter, and so on. And don't forget, to access this, you simply have to go to our website, generationboldradio.com. And I particularly want you to know that URL right now, because we're coming out with a free book for you, particularly you professionals out there who are in the field of aging. Four of us have gotten together from very different aspects of successful aging and the environment, specifically the built environment, from spas and hotels, assisted livings, over 55 communities. And we've written a book together called Breaking the Mold, and it's available to you with no charge at all if you're a listener to this radio show. You simply go to that website, generationboldradio.com. I'll go to Ask Adrienne and leave your email address or other way to get to you, and we'll send you the book. We'll either send you a download or possibly even a copy of it, if we ever are able to print it in a way that we like the way it looks. But it looks great on the computer, so we'll download it for you easily. Thank you very much for being listeners to this show. We have had attendees at our little Sunday and Saturday evening events for now almost going on to 5 years. And today, as I said, there's something for everyone. The first part of our show, there's something for the kids. In the second part of the show, there's something for the adults. In the third part of the show, there's something for me. And I think you, too, you'll hear all about it in a moment. But let's hop on to the kids. So it is June. It is beautiful. At least it is in my neck of the woods, which is the Northeast. I've recently come back from the far west, and it was beautiful, too. And I bet it's gorgeous all the way in between. So what are you going to do with the grandkids? Uh-oh. Got problems now, right? Well, I want to give you some thoughts, and I want to send you actually to some websites that could make a real difference in your life and your grandchildren's lives, or if you have younger kids on your own. You know, 11 free treehouse plans. Okay. Let's explain this about me and my family, and I'm going to include my husband, my father, and anybody close to me, especially my son. And that is construction work and hammers and tools and us are two, as Woody Allen said about nature. He said, nature and me are two. Well, yeah, we never really got together, but there are some of you listening out there that really do know what to do with nails and a hammer. And one of the things you might have longed to do is build a treehouse. And if you have that capacity because you've got an outdoors as we do, or if you don't and you want to do something that's a little bit smaller scale, would you like to have some free house plans for your treehouse? Well, take a look at a wonderful website called The Balance Every Day, thebalanceeveryday.com. It's one of those little sites that you wouldn't find unless you were specifically looking for it, that simply tells you how to do things and step back and be balanced in your life. So imagine the excitement, if you can do it, if you're that handy, of getting together with your grandkids and building a treehouse for them, picking out one of these free, wonderful plants. Now, speaking of getting together with the kids, how about theater? Now, here's something that's a lot more in my wheelhouse. I am what is known in New York as a culture vulture. I go to the opening of an envelope. If it's on stage, I'm watching it. That's really true. Sometimes I will shove in 3 shows in one day. And we managed to do 35 shows at the Fringe Festival in Edinburgh last August, and we plan to do it again. Look, it's the most fun you can have sitting down. But what about having your own show? What about putting on your own play? Now, it doesn't take much if you're dealing with kids. A very little bit of stagecraft can go a very long way. And who knows what could come out of it. I'll give you an example of that in just a moment. So get your pencil and paper once again. Go to mykidadventures.com, mykidadventures.com, and you will learn quite a bit about putting on a show with children. Now, by the way, there are many books out there about senior creativity and seniors putting on shows for other seniors or for the community. This is a little different. This is a grandparent-grandchild situation, where you can not only introduce children to theater by having them be spectators, because I'm the world's greatest spectator, but I can't do a thing on stage, but you can also show them how to be a director, a producer, a performer, a musician, a stage crafter, you name it, and that is mykidsadventures.com. And I'm very, very excited just to tell you, I got to give a little plug here. One of my friends said that bragging becomes me. I'm not so sure. But I've got a kid, and my kid is famous, and her name is Rose Bochner, so watch for her, B-O-C-H-N-E-R. And she is roaming around right now on the West Coast with a hit play of her own, and it's called Mackers. It was just really lauded and applauded at the Hollywood Fringe Festival. But she's also in New York with Shakespeare in the Square and many other places. And that it all comes from introducing children to theater early in their life. Okay, so you can't wield a hammer, and you're not one of those folks who can write a play or produce a play or even have the patience for that. But maybe you have the patience for something else. Get this one. How about a plain, ordinary jigsaw puzzle? Remember those? I know that in my home, there was a little table. It was a little folding table. And we would eat a dinner sometimes, I have to admit it to you, in front of the television. This is the 1950s, folks. And it was just right out of the book. We would be in front of this big corner TV. My mother would have a TV dinner. It was so exciting, right in the foil. And we would sit with these little trays, tray-like tables called TV tray tables. And we would eat dinner. But one of them, one of those tables was set aside for the jigsaw puzzle, which we did not have the patience to do all at one time. And people would just roam around, and they would take one piece, and they would stare at it every once in a while, and they would put the piece in, and we had such a feeling of success. Well, there are still jigsaw puzzles around. It's a very big industry still today despite digital gaming. And here's one for the books. You can get it on Amazon if you want. Ravensburger, which is one of the big publishers, we'll say, of these types of puzzles, has one of the biggest retail puzzles in the world. It is 22 feet long and 6.2 feet high, and it is the Disney puzzle. I think that it reproduces all of Disneyland and what it looks like, and it has 4,320 pieces. So if you really are a puzzle fan and you're seeing that in your family, your grandkids are just not, they just don't have the patience. They have the ADD-ishness that is being produced by a digital generation. Maybe you can build in a little patience by getting one of these wonderful big Ravensburger kid-friendly, of course, massive, so it is going to take a long time to finish, folks, jigsaw puzzle. Lots of fun. And now, of course, we go to the zoo. Now, if we go to the zoo, we're going to find a very different... This is not your parents' zoo. This is your zoo and the new grandchild zoo. Why? Because it has to do with environmentalism. Don't think you're going to go there so that you can watch the monkeys just go from tree to tree and say, oh, how cute. No. You're going to go there to see what species you have to save. You're going to go there to see the confluence of the rivers and the oceans as they come together and exactly what is being impaired. You're going to go there and save the whales. You're going to go there for lectures. You're going to go there for IMAX and 3D movies. It is not your parents' zoo, right? You're going to have organic food at the cafeteria, et cetera, et cetera. And, my goodness, if you have a helium-filled balloon, you're not going to let it go because it could go into the atmosphere. So what we're going to do is go with a good attitude, make a big smile on your face. And I remember going to the Bronx Zoo and going to the primate pavilion, and there were gorillas and there were all types of monkeys. It was wonderful to see. And there was a big mirror. And in that big mirror, when you pass it by, you saw yourself. And on top of that mirror was a big sign. And the sign said, this is the most dangerous primate on the planet. And you looked at the mirror, and there you were. That was the first time that zoos began, in my experience. I know there'll be 10 zoos saying, no, we did this first. But that was the first time in my experience that a zoo made you think, not just look at animals through a cage. So you're going to have a very wonderful experience. And we're going to have more experiences when we come back, because we're going to show you new trends in how we'll be living. Don't go anywhere.
I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show, traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
Oh, that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, hello, hello once again. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is the Fountain of Truth. It is Generation Bold's Fountain of Truth. And that's the name of our show. Now, let's unpack that for a moment, and we're going to talk a little bit about you and what's going to happen to you in the next 20 to 30 years with regard to your environment. Generation Bold stands for something. It is our generation that becomes bold as we grow old. And the Fountain of Truth has to do with the truth about aging, not the Fountain of Youth, where all we're doing is sticking needles in our face so that we can look younger, which, by the way, is fine with me. But it's not the only thing. It's also how we're changing the world, because as a generation, we are becoming bold. And this boldness is having a very interesting effect. You might have heard of what's called trickle-down effect in economics. When the rich people get richer, they spend more money, and the money trickles down to other folks. And some people believe in that. Some people feel there should be a shortcut to getting money to others. That's a political and economic issue. But we're having something very interesting in the field of aging. And that I call it the trickle-up effect. That younger people are having effects on older people. And older people are becoming more savvy, more hip, more culture-oriented, exercising more, walking more, doing chair yoga, if that's what they could do. In other words, they're looking at the baby boomer, particularly the younger baby boomer, and they're saying, hey, these guys are living a really good life, and they're going to have a wonderful 30, even 40 years after retirement. Now, we may already be in retirement, but we can emulate our kids or our younger siblings in many cases, and we can be cool as well. And what is happening is this huge tsunami. It's truly a tsunami of boomers and older adults, a little older than the boomers, making different demands of their living environment than ever before. So for those of you who are in the professions, in the field of creating environments for aging, see, now there's a word for it, environments for aging, and there's actually a wonderful organization called the EFA. We're going to have one of their leaders with us next week on our show. You may want to read a new white paper. It's a pretty long white paper. I think it's 90 pages. That was written by myself and three others in very different parts of this field of environments for aging. To get it, all you have to do is go on our website, which is generationboldradio.com, and go to Ask Adrienne. Give us your contact information to email you a copy of this. It's hot off the presses, barely available yet. In fact, I'm doing the line editing and spell checking right now. And you're going to get an eye-opener, but I want to give you a little teaser, a little preview. not just for the professionals, but for everybody listening, because I want you to know what's coming up in the world of your personal environment. And it's four different things, and perhaps it's something you never heard of. The reason we call this white paper or report Breaking the Mold is that the environments are changing, and they're changing rapidly. Let me give you the four most important areas. Number one, no more isolation. The idea that we have to have an age-based lifestyle where we exclude children and families is not working to the extent that we wished for many people. It's great for many. Most, I will tell you the truth, most of my friends are in over 55 communities right now as we speak. And they're having the time of their life because it's very maintenance-free and it doesn't cost much. But that is rapidly changing. And what we're having now is urban areas like in London, a breakthrough in the area of Bermondsey. And that is not only an assisted living and over 55 community, but it's practically a glass house. It has a courtyard. It's an open courtyard. It has anybody who is in the neighborhood can come in, have coffee, interact with the folks who live there. And so interactions for aging is one of the newest things that's going on right now in the environment, in the built environment. Another, one of my wonderful co-authors of Breaking the Mold, you may not know his name, but you know him very well. He was for decades the landscape designer for Disney. He worked directly with Walt Disney. And when you go through those lines and you feel, gee, I have the patience to wait for an hour and a half to get on a roller coaster, it's because of him. It's because of the environment that he created around it. And how did he do it? How did he create that magic together with Walt Disney? Well, the answer he gives in this incredible section of his in Breaking the Mold is themed environment. He believed that you have to create a theme in your home and in your assisted living communities, your over 55 communities, any development, including a theme park, which is why, by the way, it's called a theme park. Aha, gotcha on that one. So if you love horses, if you love bowling, if you love fishing, now communities are being built. The decor, the outdoor spaces are made along a theme. You want to live in Tuscany, but you happen to be in Florida? Okay. You can do that. In Nevada, you can go to Lake Las Vegas and you feel like you've moved to Tuscany. These are themed environments. Watch for them. If there's something you like, you can access them in the next year or two for yourself if you're planning to move. So that is a huge new thing that's going on. Number three, a completely different level of service. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. You go to with your mom or dad. Remember, half of all 60-year-olds have a living parent. And you try to persuade them, beg them, cajole them, anything, to get into an assisted living or congregate care facility or even independent living because you see that there's a little bit of a decline and you want them to live well and you can't get them to move. So finally they go with you and you approach the entrance to the place you've selected and there's six people in wheelchairs asleep. And they run the other way as quickly as they possibly can. No more. There is now something called ROI, not return on investment, but the brilliant Peter Anderson, who is one of the major consultants in spas, wellness centers, is now bringing his considerable talents to the world of adult design. And one of the major things he is telling everyone is you've got to have good service. And that service starts at the front line when the person gets to a registration desk or opens a door or brings their parent right in front of the door and somebody has to open the car door. And so the great trend is bringing the hospitality industry into the adult environment industry. And last but not least, I hope, comes me, with a concept called lensing, where everyone, including folks that are 20 years old, 24-year-olds, the new hires, walk for a moment in the shoes of the older adult and understand what it means not to be able to see quite as well as you could, hear quite as well as you could. We call it lensing in our firm. And we bring all these concepts together under one roof. Get the book. You'll love it. Now, you and I, we're going to go abroad together. One of the great experts. And we're going to show you how to do it in a tech-wise way. Don't you go anywhere.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
I think I'd like to hear that song again. Oh, no time? Why not? This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth about Aging. And Shamari Hearn is here, and I told you all about him in the first part of our segment, because we have a lot of very active baby boomers who are seriously thinking about retiring abroad. And Shamari Hearn, who is a certified financial planner and an IRS-enrolled agent, but don't hold that against him. He'll tell you what that means in a minute. He's going to give you the scoop on what happens when you do, from the point of view of your taxes, the way you might do your estate planning, the way you might manage your money. And this is a very rare opportunity to listen to an expert who is focused on this. Most of the time you're reading about what the lifestyle is like in another country, or what the expenses are like in another country to save some money, be able to live like a king. But Shamari says, not so fast. We got a few things we got to discuss first. So, and if you are very interested in doing this for real, you might want to contact him. We'll always have his contact information at the Palisades Hudson Financial Group, and that is in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So thank you, Shamari, for being with us. And before we start on what we're really talking about, I don't think people know what an enrolled agent is with the IRS, so you should tell them what that means.
Sure. Well, first, though, I want to thank you, Adrienne, for having me on your show. In terms of an enrolled agent, it means that I have sat for an exam with that is administered by the IRS. It allows me, once you pass this exam, it allows me to represent a tax client in the event that they're being audited by the IRS. So it just gives it shows that, you know, I have a certain amount of expertise in preparing tax returns and understanding income tax law, and it also allows me to represent them in the unfortunate event that they may be audited.
Yeah, so I think everybody ought to know that these professionals exist. I've written about it many times. These are folks who not only know the tax law, but they know the IRS. They know how the processes go. So if you have that problem, you may want to listen to what Shamari Hearn has to say for other reasons, but we won't bring that up in this show. Now we want to talk about the fun stuff. All right. So, Shamari, let me set the scene. The person has decided they're definitely going to retire in Costa Rica. They can't wait. They are American citizens. I know you have clients in Brazil like this, and they don't even think about the federal income tax. What should they think about?
The first thing that they should realize is that as a U.S. citizen, you are subject to income tax on your worldwide income. So even though you may live outside of the U.S., you are still subject to U.S. income taxes. So even if you earned all of your income abroad, you still have to file a U.S. income tax return and report that income. Now, if in this case, we're talking about retirees, but say the individual worked abroad outside of the U.S., if they have earned income, such as wages, commissions, bonuses, those sources of income, they are eligible for what's called a foreign earned income exclusion. For 2017, that amount is a little over $102,000. So, you know, up to that $102,000 threshold, you know, that income may be excluded from being subject to U.S. income tax. You may also get the benefit of, you know, excluding, you know, deducting certain housing expenses, you know, for working abroad as well. But in our case, you know, we're speaking specifically about retirees. They don't get the benefit of that earned income exclusion because it does not apply to sources of income such as Social Security benefits, pensions, annuities. So in this case, they would still be subject to filing a U.S. income tax return and paying U.S. taxes. Now, it's also possible that they may have to pay taxes in Costa Rica in this example as well. So you want to be aware of and plan for avoiding being taxed twice on the same amount of income. And there are certain ways in which you can do that. And the U.S. has what are called income tax treaties with certain countries in order to avoid double taxation of income. But in the event that there isn't an income tax treaty, you know, you can take what are called foreign tax credit or a deduction for income taxes paid to another country on your tax return.
So now we're talking with Shamari Hearn, and he is an enrolled agent. He's also a certified financial planner, but he also has information for you. So let me give you access to that. He has a newsletter, and his group is called Palisades Hudson Financial Group. They're over in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. But if you would go to palisadeshudson.com/insights/sentinel, S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L, you'll be able to get some of the articles about money management that's of interest to you, and also have access to questions from these experts if you are planning to move abroad. Now, one of the things Shamari pointed out to me that I actually did not concentrate on is the state taxes. See, we all kind of had all these ways of maybe handling our federal taxes, and our accountants are pretty good about that. But I didn't realize that there might be exposure to state tax. Could you explain that to us, Shamari?
Sure. So I think, as you mentioned, oftentimes people are just focusing on the federal income tax. But if you reside in or before departing to live abroad, you live in a state that does have an income tax, you may still be subject to income taxes to your former state. Oftentimes it can be difficult to change what the state refers to as your domicile. So that is, you know, your primary place of residence. And it's often a facts and circumstances test. So there's certain things that you can do in order to break what they call break domicile or end domicile with that state. And that may include, you know, changing your your driver's license, you know, changing, you know, where you're required to vote, you know, changing the address on your various investment and bank accounts, certain things of that nature, in order to try to break domicile. Also filing what is called a part year income tax return, just stating for the first portion of the year prior to you moving abroad or moving out of the state, that you file and report your income up to the date of the departure. That also gives indication to the state that you are no longer a resident. There are certain states out there, Virginia comes to mind, where unless you unless you move to another state within the U.S., you are not considered to have broken domicile and are still subject to income tax in the state of Virginia. So what you can do in a situation like that, and it just depends on – it will be helpful to consult with a tax advisor who is knowledgeable in this area in order to figure out what steps need to be taken in order to terminate domicile in a given state. But in a case where your state still will impose upon you U.S. income, state income tax, what you can do is move to a state like Florida or Texas that does not have state income taxes prior to and establishing domicile there prior to moving abroad. That way you clearly have broken domicile with that state, and, you know, you can avoid paying state income tax while you are living abroad.
And I do want to point out that we have a lot of listeners who are enjoying this. They have fantasies about going to another country, but most of us do move, and many times these days to another state, state to state. So what Shamari is telling you is also useful to you. If all you're planning to do is go from Delaware to North Carolina, or to move to Florida, or from New York to California, you also could have double state tax exposure if you have multiple domiciles. So you got to watch that as well, in the same way that has just been outlined for you if you're planning to go abroad. Now, in the couple of seconds we have left before we're finished with our segment, I do want you to mention health care and insurance. I think my listeners know about Social Security when they go abroad, that it will follow them. But just make sure they understand that Medicare won't.
Sure. So Medicare and Medicaid, these are, you know, U.S.-based programs. So when you leave the U.S., if you're outside the U.S. or its territories, that health coverage won't follow you, unlike Social Security benefits,
right.
Which means that the,
right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Which
go ahead.
Will. No, which means that there's a whole lot of insurance that you ought to have when for health
That's
insurance
right.
when you move to another country.
You may think that
when we come back, we're going to have a little bit of a disagreement, Shamari and I. He doesn't even know what it's about. We'll let you know in a minute. Don't go anywhere.
I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services, or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy.
And hello, hello, hello once again. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. Now, one of the truths about aging is that it's fun. And one of the things that that make it fun is we live longer and healthier, and we have choices. And one of those choices for a lot of people, they used to be fantasies, but now people have enough time in retirement to make it happen, is to move to another country, sometimes temporarily, sometimes 2 years abroad kind of thing, and sometimes permanently. So you need a lot of advice, and we have a fantastic, very knowledgeable advisor, if you heard his first segment, Shamari Hearn, and he is not only an enrolled agent with the IRS, so he knows his tax issues, but he's also a certified financial planner, a fee-only-based financial plan manager. His main office is in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, but there are satellite offices in Stamford, Connecticut, in Atlanta, in Portland, in Austin, Texas. So, you know, he understands the mobility that his clients have. And one of the issues that he brought up during our break and even before was, what about your money management? I mean, you've got your IRAs, you've got your rollovers, you still have to take the required minimum distribution, even if you're living in Timbuktu. You still have to decide if you're going to be in the stock market, the ETFs, the bond market, or what's right for you. Where should you have your money manager and your money? So take it away, Shamari. Let's have your point of view on this one.
Sure. Thanks, Adrienne. What I recommend and what my firm recommends is maintaining, if you're going to be moving abroad, that you maintain as much of your investment assets and banking assets as possible in the U.S. Just because of, you know, for various reasons. But one is in terms of the ease at which to invest your money across different types of securities and maintaining a well-diversified investment portfolio. Also, it allows for, in terms of the number of investment options available, it's much wider than if you have to convert your account to what's called an offshore account or opening an account in the country in which you're now residing. and the cost involved in investing tends to remain lower here in the U.S. than it does abroad, or if you have to maintain an offshore account. You know, what we see with our clients or when they move abroad is that, you know, most custodians will require that they convert their U.S.-based account. And when I say the U.S.-based accounts, I'm referring to a non-retirement, just a regular brokerage account or a joint account, that they convert that to what's called an offshore account. And within those offshore accounts, you can invest in exchange-traded funds, but in terms of mutual funds, the mutual funds that we're accustomed to investing in within the U.S. are no longer available to you in most cases. You have to invest in what are called CCAP or mutual funds that are domiciled in foreign jurisdictions. And these are much more costly to invest in terms of how long it takes for the purchase and the sale, the settlement to take place in terms of managing the portfolio and going in between investment options, it becomes much more difficult. So
when you're working with an advisor, they certainly don't want to lose your business. So they're going to help you manage the communications, let's say, between them and yourself, no matter where in the world you live. So here's where I want to give you, Shamari, my agreement and where I disagree, okay, as I promised.
Sure.
Where I agree is that with the new technology, you can have an advisor anywhere in the world. I don't care where you move. You can have your advisor in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, let's say, right? You've got emails. You've got wire transfers. You've got Skype. You could do FaceTime with your broker. I mean, it makes no sense anymore that your broker has to live around the corner, right? Those days are over. So from that point of view, money managers can make it very easy for you to stay in touch. And if you've had for many years a trusted money manager, do it. Where I disagree is this. You're now living in a new economy with different opportunities for investments and different currency. So I think everybody should have an offshore bank account in the country in which they're residing for their own convenience. And I think that they should talk to their advisors about having bonds, even company stock, that's not necessarily entirely denominated in the dollar. Because we have a very, very strong dollar now. And if you buy things in other currencies, now you're getting a bargain in that currency. And if our dollar ever weakens, then you're not as wealthy in the other country as you thought you were going to be. So to me, to offset the great strength of the dollar now, because the dollar is king, I would buy some offshore assets, either holding them offshore or holding them with your money manager if they can keep an account like that, and have some currencies wherever you're going to live, because I don't think those currencies will ever be cheaper. Even if it's Canada and Australia, which have strong dollars, you can still get more of those per U.S. dollar than you have for a long time. So that's my two cents there. Okay, Shamari?
Sure, Adrian. I think you make a very good point. And for some of your argument, I actually agree with, which is in terms of how we invest our clients' money, we allocate a certain portion of their stock investments to foreign investments, you know, companies and fixed income that is outside of the U.S. and that are denominated in the local currency, because we want the diversification from a, you know, currency standpoint for the reason you mentioned. You know, the dollar is very strong, so the, you know, some of the bargains out there in terms of other currencies we want to take advantage of as well. But what I would say for someone retiring abroad is, I think you have to be very mindful of the state of the local economy. You know, the U.S. economy is the most stable within across the globe. So, you know, if you're going to, you know, it could be Mexico, for example, or, you know, even Brazil, or, you know, in some of these other countries where it's a lot less stable economically, and maybe also from a political standpoint, you don't want to be in a situation like, you know, Venezuela or something like or other country where, you know, they may put certain, you know, rules in place which don't allow you to then take your money out of out of that country, or they may, you know, seize some of your assets.
Confiscate.
So
confiscate.
I think,
yeah, even confiscate,
right, confiscate
assets.
Some of your assets. So I think you want to be you definitely want to take that into consideration. The other aspect is, and I don't. Yeah, and I agree that you still want to have a bank, a local bank account. Sorry.
Bank account. Unfortunately, we are out of time. I can't believe it. Palisades Hudson Financial Group. Thank you, Shamari. Thank you all. And you know what I'm going to say? Get out there, kids, and make it happen here or abroad.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,